Hey everyone, it's Tori from Think2 Design Podcast. I've got with me Bruce Holgren from BillyBounce.com. Bruce is a client and a friend, and he's been involved in the basketball industry for an awful long time.
Too long.
Yeah, too long. Well, why don't you say hello to everyone?
Hello, everyone.
There you go. What we're looking at today is we're going to find out a little bit about his business and how Billy Bounce came to be. And look, Bruce, his background is in education and basketball, and combining the two together to produce healthier, happier children. So, Bruce, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how Billy came to be?
Billy's been a passion since way back in 1986. I was playing professionally and went to a team building night, and we had this guy that said, when we have trouble teaching kids in America math and English, we teach them in time to music. And a penny dropped, and for the next 5 years tried to work out how I was going to do a basketball program to music, and then finally started to go out into schools and do clinics and things, and found that it worked, and kids went nuts over it, and teachers went nuts over it.
And was that before you created the bug?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I sat down one night, it was January the 28th in 1991, and I come back from Christmas holidays and sat down and drew up the bug, and said, this is going to be launched on July the 1st, 1991.
Cool. And
2005, going into 2006, it'll become an overnight sensation. It's been 14 years of fun.
No, that's all right. One of the things I should get out of the way now is simply, if you're listening to this show on your Apple iTunes program, there is a picture of Billy Bounce as the cover art to the left-hand side of the screen. So just have a look there. That is the bug. And if you go over to our blog, that's think2design.blogspot.com, you'll get to see a picture of Bruce and also a couple of more illustrations of the bug himself. So just have a look down there. So if you're wondering what Bruce is referring to, the little fella down on the left-hand side of the screen, that's who we're talking about.
And I'm sorry about the picture. I couldn't help that. My parents' fault.
We're doing this over coffee, so if you're hearing clinking and stuff, just get over it
because we can.
Because we can, that's right.
And it's Christmas.
It is Christmas. It's the 23rd today, so we're just having a coffee and some lovely cake and bickies, and you'll probably find most of these interviews do take place over coffee and cake. A little bit of a fan. So what we've got here is we've understood there's a need for people to learn and that they're going to pick up stuff better by using music. You've developed a program, it's taking off, and what happens next?
Well, the background of the program is it teaches children ball skills to music. So the simple analogy is everybody's got a favourite song. No one's got a favourite poem. If you put them next to each other, on paper, they're the same thing. But because there's music behind it, people remember all the words. It's the same thing with any sort of skill. You can learn language to music, but I do basketball to music. And you can learn all the basic fine and gross motor skills without even thinking about it. So the kid's thinking about the beat and the instruction from Billy Bounce. Where to from here? It's one of the classic stories of couldn't get support here, so I've taken it to America. And
how's it been received in the States?
We're about to be endorsed by the biggest basketball development company in the United States.
And who are they?
They're called Five Star.
Okay.
And we're just in the final throes of negotiation now on that. So I anticipate signing the agreement the first week of January.
Fantastic. That's a really good move.
Yeah. So the biggest irony is there's a white Australian guy that's going to be teaching American kids how to play hoops, which is just a classic.
But I even find it more ironic that the program wasn't, that you're taking to America. Hopefully from America it'll filter back here.
Yeah. Well, we're probably going to rebrand it as an American program, so it's got some credibility, because what would an Australian guy know about sport after 30 years? So that's it. Like, I might sound bitter and stuff, but that's just the way it is. That's, there's some...
It doesn't sound bitter at all. I mean, from the way I look at it is it's simply the fact that you've, as I encourage all my clients, you've found an opportunity and you're exploiting it. And by exploiting it, I don't mean like making it a bad thing. I mean, you've seen an opportunity and you're taking it. There's nothing wrong with that. If we do the numbers, people, I was thinking about this because Bruce and I, we get together quite a lot and talk about things, and it's like you're looking at an Australian market of like 21 million
mm-hmm.
people, and I don't know what the numbers are when it comes down to the kids who could benefit from this program.
There's 1.7 million kids aged between 5 and 10 in Australia.
Which are your core mm-hmm. audience?
5% Europe.
And in America, how many?
32.478 million.
Yeah, just a little bit of a difference.
Mm.
So, and considering the fact that they would still probably use it beyond that point as well.
Yeah, well, there's two different programs. There's three levels of each program, but there's an education version and then there's a personal development version. The education version is written for the lowest common denominator, I guess you'd put it, so the lowest skilled child in the group or the year level, whereas the personal development program is aimed at, well, we're just going to challenge you and you can do it. You know, you can rip the soundtrack across to your iPod and do it so no one even knows you're getting instruction. That's the fun part.
That's so awesome. One of the things we noticed, Thing2Design did the Billy Bounce website. You can find it at www.billybounce.com, is that the outpouring of support and appreciation for the program, when we were researching to do the website, we were coming across a lot of testimonials, a lot of very happy people who'd initiated the program, educators, mm-hmm. people off the street. So that was something that was really nice to know that we were becoming involved with. And what's your general take? Like, what do you think how do people feel about the program?
It's a world...
As I have some chocolate cake or slice or something.
That would be brownie, homemade brownie.
Homemade brownie.
Yeah. The best part about this is ever since the first day that I started, there hasn't been one negative word about it. Not one. And that's... I'm talking about people throughout Australia, New Zealand, the UK, the US, France, Belgium, Germany. I've put it in front of those people in all those different countries, and they all love it. It's just now a case of rolling it out. You know, we have testimonials from people that it's changed their child's life because it's built up their self-esteem because they can now do things like other kids in class. We've had some schools that have written to us and said they're attendance levels have gone up because the kids didn't want to miss out on Billy Bounce in school. And it's, you hear stuff like that and you go, ooh, not only does this work, it's actually changing some lives. So that's the fun part. You know, it's, initially it was all about, how can we do this and how much can we make? And now it's like, who cares? How can we make it so there's kids across the world that assimilate him with health and fun? And it changes their life. So when they're doing Billy Bounce, the outside world doesn't exist. So if they've got a really, not so good home life or whatever it is, when they're engaged in this, nothing else matters. And that's the escapism that I want to create with the program.
Yeah, okay. I think you've achieved that because the bug himself is just a wonderful character. Can you tell us a little bit about the development, like how you thought of him or what you thought? Why a bug? I mean, I know we've got B in basketball, Bug, Billy, or even Bruce, but why a bug?
Why not? It sort of just came out as started doing some little drawings and everyone, because his original name was Billy B, everyone goes, oh, he's a B. And it's like, no, the B is for bounce. So now we call him Billy Bounce so people get it. And he's a bug because a bug is not offensive. You can draw him any way you want. He's an orange bug, so there's nothing out there that's orange. He wears long shorts and a funky top, and he puts his hat on back to front, and he's got two antennas that just sort of flop in front of his hat, and he has his tongue sticking out the whole time because he can. And
it always looks as though he's having fun doing that too.
The assimilation is you instantly see Billy Bounce, and it's like you see Mickey Mouse. Like, he's never going to age. He's never going to do drugs. He's never going to do any of that sort of fun stuff. And he's never...
We don't mean that really.
he's just about... If you see the Nike swoosh, then you know that it means Nike. You don't need to have the word underneath it. When I was thinking of Billy Bounce, you can see his image and you don't need to have Billy Bounce written underneath it.
No.
But the message is he's basketball. He's Billy Bounce, the basketball bug. And he's a bug because... It's fun.
One of the things I noticed, and you're probably being modest about it, is just I noted that you've received a rave review on basketballhighway.com, and that's one of America's biggest and well-known websites, isn't it?
Yeah, it's it was quite mind-blowing. I contacted Alan Lambert, who runs it, about 8 months ago, just simply to link to his site, because this is the mega website. This is where all the professional coaches and players go as a resource worldwide. And he said, well, send me over the programs and let's have a look at it. Well, his 4 and 6 year olds, he rang me out of the blue on my cell phone and said, I might have to get some more from you because my kids won't put it away. I've never seen anything like it. And he's been going through an amalgamation with Five Star as well. So that's what's happening there. And he's written this review on this program that is just quite simply, I couldn't have paid for it. It is phenomenal.
It is sensational. And it's warranted too.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, going to Five Star, because it's one of the things, I mean, we're going to have predominantly business people listening to this because mm-hmm. this is the aim of it. But mm-hmm. At the same time, I want them to, like, guys, this is a bloke from Geelong. It's someone you can approach on the street. He's very approachable. And he's just gone, he's done what we all want to do. We built a dream and he's gone out there and done it. So we'll take a little bit of bragging time. Like with the Five Star program, mm-hmm. explain that, because like for the average Australian like listening to this, they're probably not going to know what that is. So explain it, because it's something pretty big.
Yeah, if you go to fivestarbasketball.com, there's a company that's been around since the early 70s, and they run elite basketball camps. You go to the website, the first person you see is Michael Jordan. And they're actually...
Who's that? No, I'm really. Kidding. Sorry, I had to do that to
Sorry, me. Sir Michael Jordan. And these guys have had just over 300 current and past NBA players go through their elite camps. They also run junior development camps. So you've got your elite programs where all your NBA players talk about it. That's involved the highest level college coaches and NBA coaches participate in that program. Then the next level underneath that is, I guess, your intermediate program. They call it the Skyhawks program. That is run through 1,100 centres in the US. And that's like your intermediate program where kids who can already play can go to the next level before they go to the advanced camp. These guys have come to me and said, this is the best thing we've ever seen. We've been looking for something like this for nearly 15 years. We want Billy Bounce to be the introductory program globally for the sport, which, as you can imagine, is pretty mind-blowing.
Mm.
I was on a conference call. I was in Washington, D.C. two Fridays ago, which is pretty weird because I was sitting in snow this time a fortnight ago. And I was on a conference call with the president of Five Star, who was based in New York, and the guy who's coordinating the new website and participation in Florida. And in 3 minutes, the president of Five Star has turned around and said, look, our heart is beating the same beat. We're on the same page. We now need to get Billy Bounce worldwide as the introductory mascot and program for kids on the planet, because that's then the three phases, the introduction, the getting better, and the advanced. So that's now what we're putting together. And that same afternoon, that phone call happened at 2 o'clock. At 3:30, I got a phone call from another company in the United States who runs National PE Day. They want Billy Bounce to become the official mascot for that. And the German Federation is looking at doing a national rollout of the program. And I've got another gentleman who's looking at taking us into China, Singapore and Hong Kong early in 2006. So it's been a pretty big 14 days.
That's absolutely amazing. It's one of those things, I guess we're recording this and I wanted people to hear about your story, and even though I've already heard it over a coffee before, or was it pizza? I can't remember. But
chocolate cake with lots of cream. Yeah.
But every time I hear it, it staggers me. It's sort of like all the hard work that you've done, it's paying off, and it's great to hear. So we've got all these things happening for Billy, and we'll try to get back to you about that and hear what's happening, like especially... because Bruce is making the big move over to Texas.
Yep.
Or San Antonio, is that right?
San Antonio, yeah.
And in February?
No, March.
March, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
16 weeks or thereabouts.
So it will be good. We'll do some sort of online hookup and mm-hmm. Conference call, and we'll find out what is going on, because guys and girls, it's most of us have children where we have access to a child in terms of a relative or, you know, a friend's kid. If your kid is a couch potato, I'll break it down bluntly. It's like there's so many things nowadays to keep our kids inside,
mm-hmm.
this thing can keep your kit inside if you want, but they're going to move around.
Hmm.
And with the program, it's like, because my kids have seen the program as well, and they've got the little Billy ball, and they've got the DVDs, and it's we want our kids to be active and, you know, not just sit around watching telly or playing video games. And this thing sort of lets them have a bit of their own way in terms of kids love the telly, and so they still get to watch it, but they're encouraged to move around while they're doing it. Mm. And I just think, you know, it's sort of, it's almost a reverse psychology effect. Yes, you can watch the TV, but there's some rules that go with it. You've got to move around when you do it.
Mm. Well, just so everyone knows, in each program, there's four different discs that you get. The first one is the DVD, which shows Billy Bounce doing all the different routines. And in between them, there's trick breaks. So Billy Bounce actually teaches you how to spin the ball on your finger or bounce it through your legs, and do some really cool stuff like that. And then there's the soundtrack, which you can, as I said before, rip into your MP3 player and do it on your own or do it outside. Then there's a personal development program, which when I was growing up, there was a few issues that I didn't have, but I could never understand why my parents actually didn't get involved in. Like, my dad was the president of my basketball club and did everything for us, and so did my mum, and, you know, and they ran us around like mum's taxi and dad's taxi. But they never came down to the front to shoot hoops with us, and I never got why. And I asked them, I was about 25, and I said to mum and dad, why didn't you ever come down? And I didn't realise that they had self-esteem issues because they weren't coordinated. They said, we can't even catch a ball. And a lot of parents, I guess, feel that way because they've never been brought up with sport. So I wrote in there tips for parents so they can actually get down there and have fun with the kids and not be an expert. Just, you know,
it's more about just getting into it, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just like, just go and stand there and watch your kid and throw the ball back to them.
Yeah.
And there's some tips on, hey, if they're shooting a ball, shoot it this way or catch it this way. And you're involved with your kid's development. So there's that 10-week personal development booklet in there with parent tips, and then there's an interactive CD-ROM. So when it is, you know, 35 degrees outside and you don't want to be in the sun, or if it's, you know, pouring down rain, or the kid just wants to sit down and learn something, the interactive CD-ROM has a whole bunch of things on there that will teach them math and English and science, and they're learning stuff, but they don't know it. So that's all in each pack, and there's three different levels.
Yeah. Currently, just if anyone does want to go to the website and purchase a pack off the top of your head, how much are parents sort of looking at roughly to get the packs?
It's $27.95 US per level, or all three for $69.95 US, which is about $80.
Australian.
Really? Yeah.
That's more than fair.
So each level is $29.95 US, which is about $35 Australian, and we guarantee it with like 100% money back guarantee. So if the kids don't love it or if they don't improve, just send it back and we'll give you your money back. Obviously, less postage and handling.
That's awesome. Is there anything else like you'd like the listeners, like any tips that you can give them from a business perspective, like something that you could share with them that just goes across the board that maybe you've noticed yourself as a business person, like any sort of tips or advice?
Yeah, just a couple of pertinent ones is if you've got a dream and you believe in it, follow it. You get some really good people around you, and if they think it's a dream as well that's worthwhile pursuing, then go for it and don't ever, ever give up and take no for an answer. Persistence, you know, I've got some friends who still say, are you still doing that, you know, after 14 years? It's like, well, what else is there to do? Go and sit in an office and, you know, I'm living a dream, you know, I've got all these things happening around the world. And sure, you know, it's been a struggle and we've been eating soup and rice for a month here and there. But what's the alternative? No, I can't imagine life without it. So it's too much fun. But don't ever, ever give up.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Bruce. Guys, if you want to go and check out his website again, it's at www.billybounce.com, or you can just go through think2design.com and you'll see a link to his website in any case. Again, this is Tori. It's almost Christmas, so have a good one. Have a safe one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll see you really shortly. We'll be recording over the Christmas break, so we'll be keeping you entertained. And, this is it for Think2Design podcast. Thank you.
See ya.